Hello, Scorpio, and welcome to The Scorpio File, your 2021-2022 astrology studio. My name is Eric Francis, and I am going to share with you a few thoughts about your solar chart. And if you're Scorpio rising, a lot of this will pertain to your natal chart as well. I find that the themes keep coming up, no matter what charts you do, or if you cast tarot cards or whatever. That's one of the main ways I work, is thematically with the general message. Speaking of general, I'm going to work from the general to the specific. A little trick I learned from Alice A. Bailey, who talks about that being the kind of ideal direction of movement in doing this kind of work, to make some broad statements and then focus down to some specific statements. And I think that a good place to start would be just considering the astrology and the events of 2020, which are equally distinctive. You don't need to know much astrology to be able to put into context the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in January and the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in December, and see that these frame a year which has turned into a wildly transitional year, and which has had some effect, often profound, on all of our lives. And there is no turning back from here. There's no going back to the old normal. As you've probably heard a couple of times, I have some problems with different people's proposition for what the new normal should be. I think we do need a new normal, but for the new normal to be anything except a kind of a medical prison, we're going to need to have a lot more awake people along the journey that we're on. And it's interesting that many of the ways that we need to be awake include the ability to care for ourselves. And this is one of the most alive and dominant and beautiful themes of your chart. I'll probably devote a whole segment to that. I want to start first with just a general roundup of the astrology of this year and where the different factors fall in your solar chart. As you probably know, most of the activity going on is taking place in Capricorn and in Aries. And the way the solar chart works is that a sun sign is defined largely, I think, like mostly, okay, you know, two-thirds, that would count for mostly, by where the other signs fall in the wheel in relationship to it. So, for example, if we're using Scorpio as the reference, then Capricorn is the third place from Scorpio, so it's all the properties of the third house are present in Scorpio, in Capricorn for Scorpio. And if we are using the same chart, referencing Scorpio as the point of origin of the chart, then everything in Aries falls in the sixth place, sixth house. And these are houses that are really accessible. The old astrologers didn't like them very much. They thought that these cadent houses, houses 3, 6, 9, and 12, were unfortunate, and things take a long time to develop and all of this stuff. I love the cadent houses And I love them because they are so associated with the mundane world. So the moon is conjunct one of the rulers of your sign, and what the moon conjunct Pluto is saying is that it is time to transform. It is time to take on adult priorities and adult responsibilities in a fully committed way, in a way that essentially leaves behind the dross of your past history, the latent past impressions that you've been carrying around, and instead to be fully involved and appreciative of who you are right now and who you're becoming right now, and to recognize that your most important need is a spiritual need to answer the calling of your soul. And everything I've been talking about, if it does not exactly describe the calling, it is at least descriptive of what topic areas might be involved in hearing it and identifying what it is. In any event, the planets are on the move right now. As I talked about in the October 23rd edition of Planet Waves FM, the time of Scorpio through 2020, Sun's journey through Scorpio, is one of those epic before and after moments in our personal history and in our collective history. In a similar way, your fellow water sign Pisces this year was an epic before and after moment as we went from late February 2020 to late March 2020, and the world had irrevocably changed. We're about to see this happen again with the sun's journey through Scorpio. As these planets station direct, including your ruling planet, and you are set free to pursue and explore and experience all of the things I've talked about, and quite a few more that only.